给我们一个新的这样子的程序。
We have a new procedure, so may the Lord be pleased. Amen.
然后在赞美敬拜声中，我们开始来听神的话，是非常美好的。
Let us continue. Excuse me. Let us continue to remember the Lord in His words.
谢谢主。我们先有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
圣灵就在这里，主啊，谢谢你，赞美你。主啊，我们恭恭敬敬把今天的聚会从开始到末了都交在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up this meeting to you.
我们更是把你要对我们每个人心所说的话，我们交在你的手中。
Lord, we thank you that you use this time to speak to us.
主啊，你主人请说，仆人们都静听。
May the Lord speaks and all His servant hears.
主用宝血来洁净每一个人，分别为圣，归给你。感谢主，我们欢迎你，欢迎你，谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen。
刚刚经历姐妹的祷告呢，其实我非常阿门。
She really amen to Jeannie, Sister Jeannie's prayer, amen.
因为那就是我今天讲到的心意。
It's quite to the same thing that she's going to speak today. Yeah.
今天呢，我要讲的题目是，就是回顾普尔日，主永远掌权。
Yeah.
两个大点。
Like the Purim, Lord is sovereignly in charge.
那普尔日不是已经过去了吗？
Purim has just gone by.
上一周的星期四、星期五就是普尔日。
Thursday and Friday is actually the days of Purim.
但是今年呢，比较少听到世界在讲普尔日。
This year, surprisingly, not many people talk about Purim.
普尔日是犹太人一个最欢乐的节日啊，
yeah.
他们欢喜快乐，你知道那种反败为胜。对不对？转忧为喜，转悲为乐，他们何等快乐！
Purim is a very festive celebration for the Jewish people because they do celebrate because deliverance, you know, victory. Yeah.
但是今年，因为从2月24日所发生的那一场战争，就是俄乌之战呢，所有全世界的人注意力都关注这件事情。
Since the beginning of the Ukraine war. People's mood are really all centered on the war and nothing else.
那为什么这个战争会让我对这个普尔日就更有负担呢？
Yeah. So what is it that about the Purim war that makes me also to think about the war?
为什么？你知道，在俄罗斯或者乌克兰里面，其实有很多的犹太人。
Yeah. Actually, in Ukraine and even in Russia, there are lots of Jewish people. Yeah.
在1991年，我们知道苏联解体，那时候有超过100万的犹太人从苏联回到以色列大回归。
Since the fall of the Soviet Union, in
1991,
there are lots of immigrants from those areas has migrated back to Israel.
所以你知道这个事情里面影响到的很多百姓其实都是犹太人、
yeah.
很多的。
So this war does have an effect on the Jewish people.
那我就想到3月5号以色列总理 Bennett 那天是安息日、哦、他飞到莫斯科去见普京。
Yeah. So on March the 5th Bennett, Prime Minister Bennett flew over to Russia to meet Putin.
你知道 Bennett 是比内塔尼亚胡还要保守派的。
Yeah, Bennett is more conservative than Netanyahu.
他是守安息日的。
Yeah, he should actually celebrate Shabbat.
他特别选那个安息日那一天飞到莫斯科是有一个意义的。
Well, he chose to fly over to Moscow on that Shabbat day.
为什么？因为他是守安息日。平常安息日不履行的，除非是救命 life saving， 他才会履行。
We all know from scripture that usually for a traditional Jew, they would not go anywhere on a Shabbat unless it's like life saving procedure. They must.
所以他飞到莫斯科那一天，他是向所有在当地的犹太人发出一个信息：我来是来救命的。
he's actually making a statement by going on the Shabbat Saturday, saying that, hey, I'm here to deliver or to help you all.
他当然知道只有上帝能救命，但是他带着救命的任务要去跟普丁讲，就是要止息征战。
Yeah, he wants to negotiate with Putin for his people.
感谢主啊！听说他们这个第四次的那个和谈协议呢，谈的差不多，在土耳其谈的差不多了，对不对？
Yeah. So this the fourth meeting between Putin and the Ukraine seems to be hitting some grounds.
然后呢，很快，如果大家都同意，他们就要找一个地点来签订这个合约。
Yeah, so if it's successful, further success with, they will want to come to an agreement.
那我希望到时候普丁跟那个 Zelensky， 就是那个乌克兰总理，他也是犹太人啊、哦，能够选择到耶路撒冷去签合约。
We pray that they will have a good place where they're going to meet and they're going to agree.
所以。这个事情的确，我非常希望借着这一次的事情，让在全球各处的犹太人都体会到，我们需要回自己的家园，
yeah.
否则有一天我们又要成为难民了。
Yeah. So we pray that this is a time of awakening for most Jewish people to really return to Israel where they are safe. Yeah.
那今天我们就很简单的来回顾一下普尔日，上周四和五才刚发生，所以我们还是在这个应该在庆祝的氛围里面的。OK，
yeah. So let us, since Purim is not too far away, just few days off, let us revisit Purim and then, yeah, see what the Lord says.
在回顾当中呢，我们真是要发现主是永远掌权的神。
In everything, we recognize the Lord is sovereignly in control.
就好像在以斯帖记第九章二十一节、二十二节，我们今天读经有读到的，这里说过，这个莫迪改是嘱咐他们当时的百姓说，每年守亚达月十四、十五两日，以这月的两日为犹大人脱离仇敌得平安、转忧为喜、转悲为乐的吉日，在这两日设筵欢乐，彼此馈送礼物，周济穷人。
So Esther 9:21 and 22 talk about the after effect of the success that they want to establish, that they want to celebrate yearly the 14th and the 15th days of the month of Adar as the days on which the Jews has rest from their enemy.
是不是非常美好？我们人生是不是常常也是需要脱离仇敌得平安，转忧为喜，转悲为乐？我们有太多这样的需要，对不对？
We indeed, when God deliver us from enemy, we need to celebrate. Yeah.
我们需要人，我们的人生也有普尔日。
Yeah. So therefore, in our lives too, in our personal life, we have Purim too.
而今年2022年普尔日，我们还可以说是迟来的普尔日。
So we only say that our Purim celebration is a belated one.
因为呢，今年是闰年。
Today is a leap year. Yeah.
2022年就是犹太年的5782年是闰年。
It's a leap year.
通常我们闰年是闰二月闰一天，二月二十八变成二月二十九，对不对？
Yeah.
平常的闰年。
Yeah, so in our regular Gregorian calendar, when we have a leap year, we have one more year, one more day. Sorry, 29. Yeah.
但是犹太人的闰年呢，好厉害，闰一个月。
Yeah. So for the Jewish people, when it's a leap year, they celebrate one more month.
那个就是亚达月那一个月，一定是亚达月那一个月，变成两个亚达月。
So in the month of Adar, they celebrate it twice in a leap year.
而这个那一年闰年的普尔日就在第二个亚达月，那就比较慢了。都通常亚达月是二月、三月，像今年就在三月了嘛。
Yeah. So as it is for this year, 2022, the month of Adar happens to fall on March rather than February as usual. Adar is always on February.
刚刚我们读经讲得很清楚，是亚达月的十四、十五两日。
So Adar, Purim is always celebrated on the 14th and 15th of the month of Adar. So twice this year.
所以是上个礼拜四，上个礼拜五。那我知道我们当中有很多弟兄姐妹很清楚知道普尔日这个故事，但是也可能有一些弟兄姐妹还不是很清楚，所以就请容让我 把这个普尔日很简单的从以斯帖记里面简单的来我们来回顾一下。
Maybe among us, we know the story of Purim, but some of us may not know. So let us revisit the story of Purim.
那我要提议，如果你们觉得还是讲不清楚，当然这么短时间是讲不明白的，你们就回家读以斯帖记一章到九章，就九章。
So if you are still not certain or sure about the book of Esther, the Purim celebration, please do read the book of Esther from chapter 1 to chapter 9.
你知道犹太人在普尔日啊，庆祝普尔日到会堂啊，他们是读以斯帖记读两次，那一天他们要读两次，欢喜快乐。
So for the Jewish people, when they celebrate Purim, they will read Esther, the book of Esther twice.
我没有要求大家现在开始读两次，我们就很快的过去，然后回顾普尔日，第一个大重点就是我们今天要来回顾普尔日。
The first point about the book of Esther or Purim.
它里面只有两个 主轴，一个就是哈曼人要灭绝所有的犹太人，然后第二个就是哈曼反而被除灭，就这样子。好，我就很快的讲这个故事。
Yeah.
那请大家就是留意听，
yeah.
然后耐心听。
So there's very two simple themes about the book as the one is that Haman as the enemy of the Jewish people and how he plot to annihilate them.
然后结果他自己反而被除灭。
And how he himself was destroyed.
然后呢，其实这中间还有背景，还有属灵的意义，这个才是我们今天要特别留意的。
And there is also spiritual principle behind this.
你想，为什么这个哈曼要除灭犹太人，要灭绝，要通国灭绝？怎他们有？多大的仇恨要这么做呢？
One may wonder why Haman has such a thing against the Jewish people. Let us examine why.
我们开始来看，先看哈曼是何许人也。
For we need to know where did Haman came from, his genealogy.
就从第三章开始了哈。第三章第一节讲到，这事以后，亚哈随鲁王抬举亚甲族。哈米大他的儿子哈曼使他高升，叫他的爵位超过与他同事的一切臣宰。
Okay, so Esther 3:1 says, After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes who were with him.
好，我们首先知道哈曼是亚甲族，把这个亚甲这个名字记住哈。那这事之后，这什么事呢？我就很快的说一下。亚哈腓鲁王呢是一个波斯王，他是非常强盛、非常丰富、很尊荣的一个王。
So King Ahasuerus is really a very prolific king.
他也好大喜功，所以呢，他就宴请那个贵胄啊，那些那高首领们，180天，半年的 party 呀、半年宴请他们。
He likes party. He's a social animal.
对，然后呢，他最后不止这样子，还请那个他那个首都，就是那个苏珊城的所有的大小百姓，也7天，也让他们进到皇帝的园子里面，也宴请他们啊！他真是 social animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The party animal.
He loves the party. 180 days, okay?
再加7天。
And then to his people, he would ask them the province of Susa. He would do a celebration and allow his people to celebrate.
你可以想象，出斗请我们大家吃饭吃七天嘛 ？Okay. Anyway, 结果在那他就高兴的就忘了形了，得意忘形。然后他的王后当时是那个瓦什提，听说是貌美天仙，如天仙一般的美貌。然后。那个瓦什提王后也宴请妇女们，在她内院里面也请了7天，大家真是高兴的不得了。
So therefore, the story as it goes, when the king celebrate, the queen also celebrate, right? So the queen celebrate, invited her friends, and they also do have a seven days of celebration.
那个王呢，真是得意忘形了。突然7天之后，他想起来，去找太监去请王后出来，带着。皇冠王后的冠冕出来给亮相给大家看她有多美丽。
Yeah, so suddenly King Ahasuerus, you know, decided to call for Queen Vashti and say, wants to invite her to be, a, so that she, he can show her off in front of all his friends.
那我们知道从那个以斯帖记第一章这个故事写得非常有趣。Anyway, 那瓦什提呢，这个时候他就不干，那我也在忙，他就选择抗拒了王的这个邀请。
So Vashti decided to rebel against the king's wishes and say, no, I'm not going to appear in front of your friends.
结果呢，底下那王就真的怒火中烧啊，不得了。
然后
底下有一些他的谋士们就跟他说，哎呀，这样子你要把他打入冷宫啊，因为他这么做教导通国的妇女们都不要尊重丈夫，丈夫要他做什么他们都抗令，这怎么得了啊，全国的女子都要效法这个王后做这样子悖逆的事，不可以，把他打入冷宫，永远不得见你，然后就是把他给王后的位分给摘除了。
So some of King Ahasuerus' friend, whether for the good or bad, say, hey, you know, you have to discipline your wife. Your wife is not obedient to you. So being the queen, she's not setting a good example. So maybe the whole nation, all their wives will not obey us, the husband.
那果然就这么做了。但是呢，过了几年，过了三年了，他又这个王后，那个王呢，又开始怀念他这个美貌的皇后，就开始，哎，就是坐立难安。结果他的大臣们，真的，你不可能再把他找回来。哎，建议说，你去找更年轻貌美的女子，通过去收美女来选后选妃。
So therefore, the king after he awoken from his drunkenness.Realized that what a stupid mistake he has made, you know. So he wanted to, and then now he's lonely, he doesn't have a wife. So all his advisors told him, you know, that, hey, don't be too sad, king. Go and have a competition and choose the most beautiful woman for yourself.
就一个通国来一个选美，然后选妃选后。
Therefore, there was a competition.
啊，就这样。结果后来呢，当然后来新的王后就是以斯帖就被选中了。
Yeah, the new person to be selected was Esther. She became queen.
那就是以斯帖记第二章讲她怎么样的选就被选上，她这么讨人喜悦，她这么美貌，她就被选上成为新的皇后。皇后。
Yeah, how she went through a seven course of beauty.
而且在第二章最后还有一个小插曲，就是说，因为她选了王后进到王宫里面，那她的养父呢，其实就是她的堂兄莫迪改呢，就天天坐在朝门前面，在那边晃悠晃悠的，就是他，因为他的那个心爱的侄女当了王后嘛，结果就发现了一起，就是有人要来谋杀。亚哈随鲁王他知道了就跟以斯帖报告，以斯帖跟王报告，就这样这件事情就因着莫迪改的发现就救了亚哈随鲁王一命，就是所有的事情这事以后就是这些事。
So when Queen Esther became queen, she did have an uncle called Mordecai who was also promoted to a certain level and so was always with Esther, actually very much as Esther, Queen Esther's advisor。
那我们记得哈，这第三章第一节这里，这事以后就是这所有刚刚发生的事情。然后记得那个哈曼是亚甲族啊，这个亚甲族不要忘记。那我们现在就来看，其实这件事情呢是大事，在灵界是一个大事。
So you must remember that, Haman comes from the sons of Adai, Adai, which is Esau's wife, and you know who Esau is, right?
这创世纪三十六章十二节，我们读一下。
Let's read.
廷那是以扫儿子以利法的妾，他给以利法生了亚玛利，这是以扫的妻子亚大的子孙。也好，这里出现了一个亚玛利啊，很有名的，大大有名的，他是以扫的孙子。以扫是以撒生双胞胎，就是一个以扫，一个雅各。好，所以你知道他是以撒的儿子，以扫的孙子是亚玛利，亚玛利，啊，这个记住这个位，这个亚玛利，其实他就是亚甲的祖先。
So for you to know where Haman come from, Genesis 36:12 speaks so. Now Tamar was the concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife.
好，也就是说，我待会会告诉你怎么看，就看出哈曼原来是以扫的后裔。好，现在我们来看那个莫迪改，就是这以斯帖的这个养父莫迪改，在以斯帖记二章五节，他是谁？他是何许人？
Okay. So in the book of Esther, there are a few prominent people. One is Esther herself, one is Mordecai, and one is Haman. So now let us look at,
对
like Mordecai's genealogy.
二章五节说到，书山城有一个犹大人，名叫莫迪改，是便雅悯人基士的曾孙，示美的孙子雅尔的儿子。便雅悯人，好，记住，好，这个。
So Esther 2:5 determined the genealogy of Mordecai. In Shushan, the citadel, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimea, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. So he's from the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯是雅各的最小的儿子。
Yes, we know.
雅各就是他们以扫跟雅各是双胞胎兄弟。
So we know that Benjamin comes from the loin of Jacob. He's the younger son of Jacob.
所以这里呢，这个故事本身就是以扫的后裔要灭绝雅各的后裔，就这个意思。
Therefore, you can surely say or conclude it by saying that Esau's generation wants to come against Jacob's generation. Or take them off. Yeah.
这个是从哪里起源的？这里 PowerPoint 没有的。我告诉你，就在创世纪二十七章那里，不是那个雅各骗了长子的名分，偷了这个祝福之后，在那里以扫怎么样呢？他心里有一句话说，我爸爸呢快要死了，等我把他居丧的日子完毕，我要杀我的兄弟雅各，内在誓言，他心里说，他发誓，他心里说了。
So therefore we know this enmity between the line of Esau and the line of Jacob. Because Genesis 27 told us from scripture that Esau waited for the father to die so that he can take his revenge on Jacob. Because it was said, and he knows.
他心里说，圣经四十一节二十七章这里没有哈，但是我告诉你，当以扫双胞胎哥哥心里恨他弟弟偷了他的名分，偷了他的祝福，他心里说，等我爸爸走了，说我要杀我的兄弟雅各。
So this was very much kept in the heart of Esau. So he very much, but maybe in his generation later you can see that.
对，我会说 OK, 他那一代。
Let me finish. Let me finish.
我知道你在翻译嘛。对呀，不是，对。
Yeah, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
对，我这个是我说，就是他那时候心里这样，他那一代他并没有杀，但他这个内在誓言的势力的发动，我告诉你，到今天还在。如果没有认罪，没有取消内在誓言，是那个势力是一直下去的。
Yeah, when enmity is at such a level, if there is no forgiveness, it can carry on from generation to generation, as it is seen here.Even thousands of years ago, 4,000-5,000 years ago, between the line of Esau and also the line of Jacob. Amen.
所以这个故事其实发生就是以扫的后裔，他定义要灭绝雅各的后裔。那这个根源是在以扫的心里说，内在誓言。这也提醒我们大家，若我们成长的过程有什么内在誓言，一定要向主来认罪，一定要来取消。否则这个内在誓言它的势力还是一直存在的，灵界是这个样子。
The only way for anything to be reconciled is forgiveness. So let us remember what the Lord always tells us about the forgiveness. His ways of forgiveness.
那我们怎么样把亚甲族跟亚玛利连接起来，这种要证明嘛，他证明他真的是这个哈曼是以扫的后裔。好，撒母耳记上十五章这里有几节的 attachment, 这个就是撒母耳告诉以色列的第一个王是谁，第一个王扫罗，对，扫罗王，他告诉他说， 万军之耶和华如此说，以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛利人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没忘。现在你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们。在这里
So 1 Samuel 15:2, where the Lord says the Lord of hosts says, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed them on the way when he came out from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them.
然后第八节的时候就很清楚了，这个扫罗呢听了撒母耳的吩咐，他做一半，他没有完全听从，也就是没听神的话。他第八节说生擒了亚玛利王亚甲。
So we know that Saul did not complete the work as determined by the Lord of hosts. And so verse 1 Samuel 15:8 say, he also took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. So he kept the king alive.
他让那个王呢，他扫罗和百姓怜惜亚甲，这违背了神的吩咐。那爱惜那些上好的牛羊牛犊羊羔并一切美物，并不灭绝，那只是那种下贱瘦弱的他都杀了，他把好的舍不得就留下来，违背了神的命令。
So we know what Saul did that he did not obey the commandments of the Lord.
所以到后来真的是这个已经是500年后发生的事情，就此发生，因为有这么一个亚甲。
So therefore when something is not rightMaybe it will not happen right away, but 500 years later, this thing happened.
也就是说，那时候没有灭尽亚玛利人呐，所以
才会有后来的这些。
对，那这个事情呢，其实神已经早早就吩咐，他要世世代代与亚玛利人为敌的，因为亚玛利人所做的，不，神不是一个不讲理的，因他所做的，所以神有这样的一个命令。出埃及记的时候就已经有这样的事情发生，以色列人出埃及第一场战就是跟亚玛利人打的，在出埃及记17:14-16这里呢，我们看到
The first warfare that the Israeli did for the Lord was with the Amorite. So Exodus 17 says so.
对，耶和华对摩西说，我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了，然后你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。14:16又说，耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
I want to say the Lord never take back his word whatever he says. So promises or even revenge, the Lord never take it back his word. So Exodus 17:14-16, the Lord says to Moses, then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly block up the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And number 16, for he said, because the Lord has sworn, wow, the Lord sworn to himself, wow, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
为什么我们的神他是蛮有怜悯有恩典，他为什么会有这样子的启示呢？这当然是有缘由的，这个就是在生命记25:17-19，这里你就知道了，很清楚知道亚玛利人是专门做什么样的事情来得罪神。这里说到，你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你，亚玛利人对待以色列人是这么的命啊。 OK， 他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦击杀你颈后边软弱的，他是突如其来的攻击，然后是攻击人家最软弱的这样子，而且是在后面的，就是老弱妇孺在后面的，他攻击那软弱的，然后并不敬畏神，不敬畏神，所以耶和华你神使你不被视为一切仇敌扰乱，在耶和华你神赐你为业的地上得享平安。那个时候你要将亚玛利的名号从天下涂抹了，不可忘记。
So here is an account. Why is the Lord so angry with the Amalek? And I want to remind everybody and remind myself, the Lord has a long memory, okay? Yeah.
不会忘, long forever.
Long memory, okay? And his wheel of justice turns slowly. That we must remember. So in Deuteronomy 25, 17 to 19, the Lord speaks very clearly why he so disliked the Amalek. He says, he told the people of Israel, remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt. How he met you on the way and attacked your rear ends. So they are bullies, okay? Rear ends. All the stragglers at your rear when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God. Therefore it shall be when the Lord your God has given you rest from your enemy all around, in the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess as an inheritance, that you will blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You shall not forget. Okay, even if you want to forget, God did not forget. So you better do what the Lord asks you to do. Amen.
我跟你讲，这个事情其实起因还是因为亚玛利人，
Amen.
恶待以色列人。我就想到什么，你知道那个丘吉尔，对，那个首相啊，他讲过一句话，他不是很属灵哦，他是政治家。他说了一句，他说，我真实的知道上帝怎么对待每一个列国，每一个国家是根据这些国家怎么对待以色列人。
Amen. So, Winston Churchill, he's not that godly, but then he remembered one thing, and this thing that he remembered actually caused him to be promoted, caused him to be known, and what is this?
打胜仗嘛。
Whatever it is that the nation may want to do, but the nation must remember what they did to Israel. God will always remember. Amen. Yeah, that's why our church love Israel. Okay,
God
because we love
Israel.
Deals
with the nations as they deal with Israel.
Yeah,
你怎么带以色列，我就怎么对你。
Yeah.
所以为什么有时候弟兄姐妹觉得我们这个教会是不是太癫狂了？对以色列怎么样？我告诉你，我们需要神的怜悯跟恩典，需要神的祝福。我们怎么带以色列，神就怎么带我们。这句话永远是不会。
Because may I say that they are our family. When you know with family, no matter how bad they are still your family, right? Yeah.
感谢主。好，我们接着看下去。然后呢，这个莫迪改呢，他不是他那时候那个亚哈水鲁王把那个哈曼给高升了，还要大家看到他要拜他啊。结果在三章这里有三章二节五节这里。在朝门的一切臣仆都跪拜哈曼，因为王如此吩咐，唯独莫迪改不跪不拜。当然他只拜独一真神，他不跪不拜。Okay.
So you know King Ahasuerus, right? He's not too brilliant. So here in Esther 3, he allowed this to happen, and all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bow and pay homage to Haman. For so the king has commanded concerning him, but Mordecai would not bow or pay homage.
感谢主，哈曼一看莫迪改不跪不拜怎么样，他就怒气填胸啊。他们已经讲莫迪改的本族，他们知道莫迪改是便雅悯人，是犹大族犹大人啊。告诉哈曼，你知道他心多歹毒，他以为下手害莫迪改一个人是小事。就要灭绝亚哈随鲁王通国所有的犹大人，就是莫迪改的本族。我说先说到这里，你可以翻译到。
So, if you have say we will think that Haman, you have something against Mordecai, that's personal. But no, that Mordecai set to destroy the nation of his Jewish nation. So here it is in Esther 3:5 says, when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay him homage.Oh, he was filled with wrath, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they have told him of all the people of Mordecai. Yeah.
所以他哪来那么大的恨呐？只因为人家不跪不拜他，他要灭掉他全国的他的那个族人。这个你知道，这个中间的仇敌仇恨，我相信是世世代代都在这些。都是在灵界里面，都在那里发生的。
Yep, so
以扫的后裔就是要对付雅各的后裔。对， 然后第七节呢，他们就这就是普尔日的由来。亚哈随鲁王十二年，就是那一年的正月一月的，就是尼散月，他们就哈曼面前，他们就抽签呐、啊，就按日日月月撤普尔，撤普尔就是撤签，普尔就是签，我们抽签看哪一个好日子，哪一个吉日撤签，就是撤签，未定何月何日为吉日，选定了十二月，就是亚达月是吉月，然后十三日是吉日，等一下回头再看哈 ，OK。就撤迁，所以才叫普尔。
Yeah, so the word Pur means lot. They cast lot to determine the day of the day of the month where how it was to be fallen upon for a celebration. So here it is in the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman to determine the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar.
现在第八节我请大家留意了，这是我特别要就好像就是进镜头要来看这一段，就把它给放大来看。第八节，哈曼对亚哈随鲁王说，有一种民散居在王国各省的民中，他们的律例与万民的律例不同，也不守王的律例，所以容留他们与王无异。第九节后面前半段说，王若以为美，请下旨意灭绝他们。
Okay, so verse 8 is tells you exactly what was the plan of Haman. So Haman said to the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all the other people, and they do not keep the king's law. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain.If it please the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed.
我们现在来放大那一句话，有一种民散居在王国各省的民中，散居，它的英文刚听了 scatter, 分散，对不对？我告诉你，当一个百姓散居，大家分散，就会受到攻击，这也是一个你分散就受到攻击。
Here it is that the principle here that Pastor Madeline want to emphasize is that when the people is scattered, therefore you are easily attacked.
是，因为我们知道我们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，是遍地游行，要寻找可吞吃的人。你一个人散居，就可能落单，就可能被攻击。我是在这里要提醒，教会不能有分散，也不能，他这是 scattered and dispersed。还跑到分散 散到各处各处去 要留意这个分散就要受到攻击
Therefore God's people should not be scattered and dispersed
对我们查经的时候查路加福音十一章也有讲到嘛就不同我收据的就是分散的嘛我们要跟主 gather together 不你要不然你就是分散的分散是很危险的在这里我是要特别提出来分散很危险会被攻击OK 然后这个王呢我们知道他是有点很容易糊弄的结果王听了就好啊好啊就啊盖章啊就出了谕旨他们后来抽签的是亚达月十三日嘛然后他们就盖了谕旨说你就随便你高兴怎么样做了怎么样他本来要贿赂王说不用你爱怎么做怎么做他就给他这样子的恩典啊然后接着就到了以斯帖记三章十三节了他就用戒指是玉玺盖了印下谕旨给127省通过的那个每一个地方三章十三节这里交给异族传道王的各省吩咐将犹大人无论老少妇女孩子在一日之间十二月亚达月十三日全然剪除杀戮灭绝并夺他们的财物为掠物多严重
So the king sent up with a command in Esther 3:13, following the advice of Haman. And the letters were sent by couriers into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to eliminate all the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their possessions.
这多财害命啊 好严重，要灭绝灭种族，这叫做什么？这叫是 genocide， 对不对？就是灭族啊。对呀、啊。如果当时那个诡计成就的话，弥赛亚出不来了，弥赛亚就没有了。
Yeah, if Haman's plan succeeded, we would never have a Messiah. Jesus Christ would not be born. The whole nation, whole.
我们前面讲的这一大段都是哈曼要灭绝犹大人，接着我们就到讲到哈曼反被除灭，那个就比较简单。对，我们现在讲到第二小
节。We finished the first point with Haman.In his plan, his wicked plan, he wants to totally take out the Jewish people. Now the second point is what we'll see and hear.
哇，一听到这个消息，莫迪改呢就披麻蒙灰嚎啕大哭啊，就在那朝门口这样子，就是哇，就弄得很难看呐、啊。然后呢，在那个时候呢，以斯帖王后就叫他的太监拿一套衣服给他穿，他是搞什么呀？你叫他换衣服，换衣服。这样子他不知道发生什么，他在王宫里面，哇，莫迪改就叫那太监回去讲发生这个事，你一定要去求王，一定要去为我们求情。就以斯帖就，我是说故事了，对不起。那以斯帖呢就跟他讲说，哎，你知道波斯有这个一个法律，没有王的召唤呢、啊、你不能贸然去见他，是处死的。所以他说，我已经三十天没有蒙召见王啦，我怎么去讲啊，我去进去就没命啦，就这样子。这个故事、
嗯、
这个就是发生
这样的故事、yeah. So when Mordecai heard the plot of Haman, he of course his nation, so he was so stirred up having to do something, stirred up to do something. So he went on to tell Esther, send a message to Esther and say, heyDon't be too good to yourself. Don't enjoy too much in the palace yourself, okay? Your people is going to be killed. It's going to be taken out by this enemy, Haman. And so you got to do something. So in my own word, Esther said, what can I do? You know, I cannot see the king unless the king give me the permission to see him. And I haven't seen the king for 30 days, you know. And so Mordecai say something to him. That,
所以就对、yeah. 就是莫迪改在以斯帖记四章这里讲出那个伟大的话，他这一句话也是对我们今天每个人说的啊。这里四章十四十五十六节，此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必致灭亡，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会吗？
So Mordecai sent words back to Esther and tell Esther, hey, if you don't get serious and you don't really think, you know, do this, you know, this is what he says. He says, you, if you remain completely silent at this time, then relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place.But you and your father's house will perish. And Mordecai went on to say, hey, Esther, who is to say that God bring you, in, make you to be the queen? Is it not for a time such as this?
事实上主也在对我们说了，有时候我们在一个位置上，有时候我们在一个情况里面，主是希望有人为他发声的。因为焉知我们得了这样的位分，不是为了今天这个需要嘛。所以当你该说的时候，你 remain silent， 其实是真的是违背神的旨意，而且甚至于与神为敌的。
Especially when even for us at this time, if you are in a certain position and you have in a certain place where God has appointed you to actually speak for Him, and if you don't, then as it say here, deliverance will come from another place. But as for you.Who is to know what will happen?
好，那以斯帖有一个正确的回应，这里我们也要特别留意，把它放大来看。第十六节，他吩咐人回报莫迪改说：“十六节，你当去招聚苏珊城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三天三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我违例进去见王。”我若死就死吧。
So Mordecai's word upon Esther did have an effect. So Esther decided to do this, and so it was it was recorded here in verse 16. Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maid and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
在这里我们特别留意所有的犹太人，他们这时候是什么样光景？不是分散的，是合一的。
So here it is, all the Jews gathered together.
犹太人要一起来进食祷告。
Yeah.
然后所有的犹太人，包括他的宫女，他和他的宫女，大家都是合一的。
Even Esther's maid.
合一才能够得胜啊！分散就会被攻击啊！
Then you will be successful.
这也是提醒教会，提醒我们，教会合一就能得胜。教会分散就要受攻击。
Yeah.
这个是一个法则。
The church is united, we will be successful. And if we are scattered, we will fail.
这是一个律。有时候这个律，
this is a principle.
这个属灵的律，它是不是
我们
喜欢不喜欢，
it's not whether we like it or not.
我们就是要照神的法则来，真的就是来行事。
We'll move according to the Lord's wishes.
对，好，感谢主。那后来他就进去了见王，这故事的部分是这样，他进去了，站穿上美丽的王后的大礼服，站在进到内院，然后他站在那里。
So, Esther did appear before the king.
那站在那里的时候，王一看见，哎，这个王后怎么跑进来了，就向他施恩，就把他的金杖头向他伸出，他要有金杖头，他摸了金杖头，他就免死，他就向他伸出金杖头。
So the king did that.Extend his scepter and Esther need the scepter to be extended to her before she can appear before the king.
那王就问他，哎呀，就很高兴，你要什么？你要求什么？你要什么？就是江山的一半我都可以给你。这个王好像也是戏耍来乱讲话，然后这江山的一半都可以给你。那就王后就怎么回答他？王后说，王若以为美，就请带王带着哈，就请王带着哈曼今日赴我所预备的筵席，就五章四节，这里记五章四节，对。
So here it is that when Esther got the favor of the king asked Esther, "What is it that you need? You know, even half of my kingdom." He says, "Oh no, you know, I just want to come and invite you and Haman to a banquet that I have prepared for you."
然后第一天的筵席当天，他去筵席呢。什么他都没有说，然后王又问他，你要什么？你有所求，你有所要，你要什么呢？你就是反正他就是就这么的欢喜快乐，喜爱那个以斯帖，给他很大的恩宠。然后在五章八节的时候呢，那个其实那个以斯帖是告诉我有所求，我有所要，我有所要，我有所求。第八节说，我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若愿意赐我所要的，准我所求的，就请王带着哈曼再赴我所要预备的筵席，明日我必照王所问的说明，明天我告诉你，你再来一次，这样子。
So again Esther's reply to the king, if I found favor in the sight of the king, if it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, then let the king and Haman come to the banquet which I have prepared for them, and tomorrow I will do as the king has said.
那接着发生的是，哇，那哈曼也是得意忘形，回到家里，觉得他简直是太，哦，王后设宴只请我一个人来，王只能带我一个，今天请了，明天还要再请，太厉害了。只是我看到莫迪凯，我就气不打一处来，他在那门口那个德性，我气坏了。看了，所以呢，他就开始又要对付这个犹大人，那 对付这个雅各的后裔了、啊、就在这里、啊、这个故事的部分是这样。那以斯帖记五章十四节呢，哇，他的老婆跟朋友们就给他出谋划策了，就这样说，不如立一个五丈高的木架，明早求王将莫迪改挂在其上，然后你就可以欢欢喜喜的去赴宴。那哈曼以为这样子就叫人，这个好啊，就叫人去做那个五丈高的木架，对。
Yeah. And so, of course, Haman is so happy to be invited, not only to be such a favor of the king, but also to now the queen also like me so much. So he's very proud. But whenever he sees Mordecai, he gets so angry. So So therefore, in Esther 5:14, he went home and then he told his wife, Sheresh. And he has such a good wife that gave him such good opinions. So Esther 5:14 says, then his wife Sheresh and all his friends said to him, you hate Mordecai so much? Oh, I tell you what, you can do this. Build a gallows 50 feet high and in the morning and suggest to the king that Mordecai be hanged on it and go merrily with the king to the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman. So he had the gallows made.
好了，我现在要长话短说了，反正是故事，你们不明白的地方，你们可以回去看《以斯帖记》一到九节。结果第二次赴宴的时候呢，那个以斯帖就告诉了王了，在七章三节这里就说，就是求你把我的性命赐给我，我把我的本族赐给我，那因为有人要杀害我们全族，那王就说谁这么可恶？那以斯帖到七章六节说，仇人敌人就是这个恶人哈曼，哈曼在王和王后面前就很害怕这样子。
So the king was very pleased with the banquet. Everybody was very pleased. And then Queen Esther, so the king again asked, "Oh, Esther, Queen Esther, what do you want?" You know. And then he says, then Queen Esther spoke. Then Queen Esther answered and said, "If I found favor in your sight, O king, and it will please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request." Means save my life, save my people too.It's also my request.
然后当时呢，哈曼又做了一些愚蠢的事啊，就去跑到那个王后的床边要去求她，结果王是生气出去，再回来一看，你跑到我老婆的床边干什么？就立马就把他蒙个头就抓走了，就七章十节就发生了。
Yeah. And so the king went on to say in verse seven.Esther 7:6 and say, who is this your enemy, King Esther? And he says, my enemy is this wicked Haman. So Haman was terrified before the king and queen. And then Esther 7:10, which she so Esther, from there onwards, so Haman quickly ran to in front of Esther and begged for mercy. But then the king just came in and then saw this... This Haman falling, you know, maybe touching Esther's robe, you know. And the king said, how dare you? You are, even in my presence, you dare to bully the queen? You know, something like that.
对，
yeah, yeah.
所以结局就是七章十节。于是人将哈曼挂在他为莫迪改所预备的木架上，王的愤怒这才止息。
So how to deal with Haman? This is what the king said. Okay, what do somebody suggest? Oh, Haman has a gallows built. So the king said, yeah, hang him there.
其实就是这样子，哈曼这样来对付犹大人，对付雅各的后裔，结果他就被这样对付了。
Yeah. So what was planned by Haman for Esther and her people, he himself was on it.
那故事就是因为王前面已经用他的戒指的印章盖了传了谕旨到通国去，就是十二月十三日他们要杀除灭那个犹太人。那波斯国有一个律令，只要是王盖了印的谕旨是不能撤销的，是不能撤销。所以当以斯帖求他说，你取消这个禁令啊，他说我没办法取消，这是国的律例，但是我可以你再一个谕旨，第二个谕旨就是许可你们在那一天所有的人起来对付那个要来攻击你们的人，你们可以，他要来杀你，你可以杀他，只能第二个谕旨，然后这样子的话就是他们才能够自保，否则他们只有待宰。
So here it is that when a king render forth an edict, he cannot change the edict. So he told Esther, I cannot, but what he can do is put out another edict for them to defend themselves.
对，所以事情就这样发生。其实你知道，连这个一个国的王的谕旨都有这样子的不能撤销的力量。其实在灵界里面，真的是这件事情，我觉得还在发生。因为他们还是拿着这个当时的那个谕旨，还是要来杀害，就是那个以扫的后裔还是要来杀害 雅各的后裔，但是雅各的后裔有权起来捍卫自己。你看到犹太人，人只要攻打他，他一定回报。
So this principle, this spiritual principle, still is in existence, where the line of Esau is against the line of Jacob, and there is the line of Esau that they can continue to plan to take them out, but Esau's generation can actually rise up and defend themselves.
Jacob's
generation.
那以斯帖记呢？九章这里就是结局，大结局。本来是哈曼要灭绝犹太人，结果是哈曼反被除灭。在这个九章就开始了，整个事情就完全的翻转过来。十二月乃亚达月十三日，王的谕旨将要举行，就是犹大人的仇敌盼望要辖制他们的日子，犹大人反倒辖制恨他们的人了。
So Esther 9 says the opposite happenings to the event. Now on the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day, the time came for the king's command as decreed to be executed. On the day that the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, the opposite occurred, in that the Jews themselves overpowered those who hate them.
So this is...我们今天的读经的部分，二十一节、二十二节就说得很清楚了。那后来他们就大胜他们，杀了他们。但是犹太人很好，他们没有抢夺他们的财物。那虽然他们也可以有权利夺财害命，他们没有，他就是报复仇敌要杀他们，他们把他们灭绝，就这样子。然后二十一节、二十二节就是。为什么会有普尔日？为什么会这么欢乐？就是在这里，因为莫迪改就嘱咐这些犹太人呐、啊，嘱咐以色列人，嘱咐他们每年守亚达月十四、十五两日，以这月的两日为犹大人脱离仇敌得平安、转忧为喜、转悲为乐的吉日，在这两日设筵欢乐，彼此馈送礼物，周济穷人。就
so we
结局就是这样子。
So we know that how this Purim came into being is because of the overpowering of the enemy of, and the killing and the destruction of Haman then by the Jewish people. So to establish among them that they should celebrate yearly the 14th and the 15th months, 15 days of the month of Adar, which is always Purim, always fall on these days.As the days on which the Jews have rest from their enemies, as the month which was turned from sorrow to joy for them, and from mourning to holiday, that they should make these days of feasting and joy, of sending presents to one another and gifts to the poor.
好，所以我们知道普尔日，我们回顾到现在，花了很长的时间篇幅回顾了。那我要强调的是属灵的意义是，主是永远掌权的神，主永远掌权。
The principle that Pastor Manny wants to say is that God is always sovereignly in control.
这个以斯帖记是很特别的一卷书，这整本书里面呢，没有出现上帝，没有出现神，没有出现耶和华，没有出现任何神的名字，什么 El Shaddai, 什么 Elohim, 什么都没有，仿佛是世界的一本故事书。
Yes, the book of Esther itself, there's no mentioning of the word God in there, nor is there a reference anywhere, but so it is even taken for the world to read, kind of thing, yeah.
其实在 这卷书里面呢，的确神好像隐藏起来了，你看不见他。
Because God was seemingly to be invisible in the whole story of Esther.
但其实他是永远掌权，他在里面每一个细节，这是上帝藏在每个细节当中。
Of course, we know God is always in control, even in our life, even though He doesn't appear to be visible.
第一个，我们的主呢，他是自己可以把自己隐藏起来，叫自隐的神。
Yeah, God can hide Himself, even in our lives, moments in our lives.
那个这个圣经还真有这么一句话，以赛亚书四十五章十五节说：“救主以色列的神啊。” The second big point, yeah.神啊，你实在是自隐的神。
Yeah, Isaiah 45:15 says, "Truly, you are God who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior."
这里旁后面有一个 austere 就是隐藏，就是 hide yourself，
yeah,
隐藏你自己。
Yeah, austere means hide yourself.
然后呢，这《生命记》三十一章十一十八节有这么一句话，他说：“如果以色列人到时候 就是进了迦南地，他们偏向别神，行的一切恶，为了这样子，我必定掩面不顾他们，我要隐藏，我要把我的脸藏起来，不顾他们。
This is a good word for us. Remember Deuteronomy 31:18 and say, I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they have done, in that they have turned to other gods.
你转向别神，神脸就藏起来，他的脸就向你掩面不顾 ，hostile， 就是神就自隐了。虽然神永远，我们知道很多时候他是彰显他的同在大能的，出埃及的云柱火柱，那个降石灾等等的，这么多的神迹奇事，他是大大彰显，但是必要的时候他会隐藏自己。你现在有没有觉得你的光景很惨，神好像看不见？我告诉你，他只是自己暂时藏起来，他永远在那里，他永远掌权，他永远不会不顾念。
Which I already say that. So if you feel that that you cannot reach God, perhaps He's hiding His face. Yeah. From you.
他还是在那里，他还是掌权的。
Yeah.
那我们就回到这个以斯帖这个名字，那个以斯帖记二章七节也有讲到说，莫迪改抚养他叔叔的女儿，她原名叫哈大沙。
So then,
Hadasha.
Talking about Esther now, Esther 2:7. And Mordecai has brought out Hasada, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter.
他后来改名是以斯帖，因为他没有父母，这女子又容貌俊美，父母死了，莫迪改就收她为自己女儿，所以好像养父一样。这个 Hatasha 的原文呢，哈大沙呢，是你知道是那个番石榴，巴拉，番石榴树。是一棵那个 guava tree，对，它是 guava tree。
This word Hadassah means a guava tree。
那是看起来是矮矮的，不怎么出色的，但有一个天然的那个巴拉香啦，但是是不起眼的，很谦卑的，是有点隐藏的，就是人家看不见的这样子。Hadassah是这个意思，他本人也是这样子。
So the meaning of Esther is a given word, but his root.His Jewish root is Hadassah. And Hadassah means, the meaning of it means a guava tree. And what is the significance of a guava tree? It's humility and lowly.
对 lowly, yeah. 对。然后来改名叫以斯帖，以斯帖是波斯名字。以斯帖 Esther 其实跟 Hastir 也很像，只是没有 H, Hastir。就以斯帖是意思是星星，是一个星。但是你知道星星很多时候当阳光很猛烈，星星也是看不见，也是隐藏的。
Yeah, so the word Esther has a root word. The meaning of it comes from the word Hestia, means star. And so as like in stars, the stars need the light to shine. So if there's no light, the stars is also very lowly.
要黑暗的时候星星就明显，所以他很多时候也是看不见的。
So he's also very hidden.
也就是说，这里在讲整本书都没有神，都是隐藏起来。其实他一直都在那里。神是自隐的神，我们从他是永远掌权。第一个，他自隐；第二个，我们要提到的有一个小点，就是看似巧合，其实都不是巧合，都是神在掌权。
Yeah, when the Lord hid himself, I want to encourage myself and you. You better watch out.It's good to go back and see where he is, right? He better don't let him hide himself too long. It's not good, yeah. Maybe when he hides himself, he wants to provoke you to go near to him. That's all. And so the second point, yeah.
就是很多这整个以斯帖记看起来很多是巧合，但是其实是主在那里掌权，不是巧合。人生，我们基督徒人生不是巧合的。
So the word is being, Pastor Manny wants us to understand that there's nothing such thing as coincident in God.
Yes.
Yeah. That, oh, how come it happened suddenly like that? No. The Lord ordered it. He plans it. It comes to pass because he ordered it. But we want to say, no, this is no coincident. This is the Lord's doing.
是神安排，神圣的安排，主掌权。比如说那瓦什提怎么胆子那么大就抗拒王命呢？在以斯帖记第一章设节，他不肯遵太监的命，所以王就 发怒，心如火烧，怒火中烧呢？这个看似巧合，其实都不是，应该是王后是不敢的。
So you want to wonder that how did Esther be given the job? If Queen Vashti would just obey the king, Esther don't even have a chance. But because Queen Vashti did not obey King Ahasuerus, therefore she was exiled to somewhere else. And therefore the king needs a queen.And there it is. Esther has a chance.
就是说，这个王后被废呢，是为了要腾出那个王后的位置，不是巧合。然后，以斯帖在那个时候被选入宫，她被王喜爱，就戴上王冠，那也不是巧合。为什么？那是事情还没发生之前，一定要有这么一个以斯帖在王宫里面当王后，就这样子。看似巧合，都是神掌权的。在二章十七节这里也是，这个都不是。巧合的，我们现在就看了就知道，这故事就这样。然后在中间，哈曼搞了一个五丈高的架子，要来挂那个莫迪改。那夜，他这里在 Esther 6， 在最后的六页。
You say first, then I'll
translate. 在六页那里讲，那夜王睡不着觉，王失眠也不是巧合。OK， 王每天吃喝快乐都是醉的，睡得很高兴。那夜王睡不着觉，不是巧合。然后他就叫人家读历史书来，读历史书也不是巧合，他可以看影片啊，干什么？对，他也不是巧合，什么事情都是看似巧合，其实隐藏的神都在那里掌权。然后当那个哈曼拿着那五丈高的架子进了王宫里面的时候，那时、哈曼正好进来，王正好也在那个看到说，哎，谁在那里？在六章四节说，那时哈曼正进宫来，要求王将莫迪改挂在他所预备的架上，结果那个架子就是他葬身之处，都不是巧合，看似巧合，主完全掌权，这就是第二点的，我就结论这样子。
Yeah. So therefore, to prove to us, you and me, that the point that God's ways to us, we cannot consider as coincidental.Coincidence, because even you take the book, the story of Esther, yeah, that how is it that Esther would rise up to her position as a queen, and even win the favor of the king, even when she was being chosen as the queen, is her obedience and also to her willingness, and at the right time, the queen saw her, the king saw her, the king fall in love with her. Okay.This, to many people think it's a coincidence, but to me, I don't think so. Yeah, so Esther 6:1-2, that there was a time where the king was not sleeping, and so he bring up the chronicles, means the history book, and then he checked, and then he realized that there was one man that actually saved him from two conspirators.Two person was going to murder him, you know, but save him. And they say, well, this man, did I honor this man? Mm. And so he find, oh, no, you have not, king. So he came into his being that he recognized it was Mordecai. Okay. And number six, Esther 6:4, that how can it be that Haman built a gallows meant for Mordecai? And then afterDuring the time when the plot of Haman was discovered, how is it that the king will ask, how shall we deal with Haman? And somebody said, oh, there's a gallows built by Haman to actually hang Mordecai. And the king said, no, hang Haman on it.
所以就是这样子，整个故事呢，一起心动念就是哈曼要灭绝犹太人，结果他自己反被除灭。就是神虽然隐藏，但神一直都在掌权。然后也就是说，所有的一切我们今天看得见看不见，我们都必须要相信主永远掌权。普尔节是一个提醒我们，在这个你好像神都隐藏起来的时候，他一直都在那里。
So one word to say, this story of Esther is a very good story which all of us must rememberThat God's ways never change. God's way of looking at things, He's the most fair, righteous God. And that even if there's anything that we have in our heart that we think that we are inconvenience, or we are misjudged, or we are just people don't even want to consider, never mind, we leave it to the Lord. The Lord himself would know how to do it. But as for us, what is our attitude? And I think that the attitude is that we have to learn from the Lord. As we know his ways, we also want to learn his ways to handle things.
所以今天花了很长的时间讲的这个回顾普尔日，请大家回去读以斯帖记一到九节就完全明白了。但是重点还是在于主永远掌权。
Okay,
最后用一句话提醒我们，也就是说为什么我们一定要祝福以色列，就是创世纪十二章三节，神的话永远不会废除，这句话永远有功效，在灵界是永远到永远都是这样。这里说到，为你祝福的我必赐福给他，为亚伯拉罕赐福我必赐福给他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。阿们。这句话我们要牢记。
Yeah, I want to say that we want to bless Israel, not because we just want this blessing, but it is indeed God came from the family of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. God really did come from the Jewish line.And if our God comes from a Jewish line, therefore we must be part of it. And whatever he say, we should do, we want to do. Especially when he say, that is a commandment, that's a blessing. Why not? We want it. We want it so bad. Therefore, Genesis 12:3 would be really what we really want. Our bless those who bless you. There is a promise here. And our curse those who curse you. And in you, all your families of the earth shall be blessed.Amen.
就是主永远掌权，他的话一直那个功效都永远到永远存在，不能废除的。感谢赞美主，现在俄乌之战已经和谈在望，我们也希望他们能够签好和平条约，连续那些无辜的百姓，然后尤其是这两国之间都有不少的犹太人，希望他们回归，借这个机会回到以色列去，这是我相信是王的心意，他的心意。好，感谢主。
Well, we pray that the Ukraine war would come quickly to an end, and that things would be resolved. Because even though we are not at war with Russia, everyone is at war today in the world. Everyone. So yeah. So we want to be we just have to be smart. That's all. yeah.
感谢主。好。我们今天让谢谢大家，我不是一个很会讲故事的人，所以你们听的也冗长也枯燥，但是你们抓住其中的几点要素，你们一生受用不尽。感谢主，谢谢大家聆听。好，谢谢。我们要宣告我们的神耶和华神已掌权，而且他是永远掌权。好，用这个诗歌我们来回应就好了。
Let us respond.
请站起来。我谢谢大家的耐性，不知道讲故事也要花那么多时间。好，这歌还真是就是这个很好的回应，还找到有英文的。
主耶和华，我的神，我的王，我的心要依靠你。愿你的忠告过于诸天。
既然你永远掌权，我们就把俄乌之战交在你的手里。
So we committed the war in Ukraine to you.
我们相信你有你自己最完美的解决。
Yes, you have the, your best solution.
是双赢的局面。
Yeah.
因为是主你得胜。
Yeah, Lord, you shall win.
而且你要让这个合约，如果有需要有一个合约才能止战，你就让这个合约速速的来签订。
Yeah, so Lord, you just bring forth the treaty.
感谢主，你也纪念那个以色列总理为这一次的战争奔在安息日奔跑这一趟，你就给他，就是给他主，你就赏赐他，让他们的合约能够，如果主你喜悦，主若许可，在耶路撒冷签。
Lord, we thank you for Prime Minister Bennett's effort.
感谢赞美主，我们把一切的全世界一切的需要，我们教会的需要，自己的需要，所有的一切都交给这一位永远掌权的神。
In Jesus' name.
感谢主，愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父的上帝，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动与交通，常与我亲爱众弟兄姐妹同在，直到永远。阿们。
Praise the Lord.
阿们。这 cover too much, 所以没办法。
No, you also ever go over the time. The time is very hard to control, man. No, the time is very hard to control, so. Let's be real.